Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It's Star.
And Pastor Dan.
And we are ready to win. We are so excited.
We are.
Welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win.
Yes.
We're excited to be here with you guys one more time. And also for you guys to be able to see us live. So this is so exciting, you guys, for us to be able to give you the information, for you to be able to see us live, for us to be able to get all your comments and get all the feedback. We got some great, great comments and feedback from last week's show. So we just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to Ready to Win. So it's just awesome, isn't it, Mommy?
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity.
It really, really is.
We don't take anything for granted. Not one day, not one opportunity.
That's so true.
Nothing.
So true.
Nothing for granted.
We're excited for you guys to be able to listen with us live. We encourage you to not only hear us if you're out there listening on 91.7, 91.9, or 91.3. If you're at home, you can go on to your computer and watch us live on YouTube or on your cell phone. So make sure that you guys tune in to YouTube under Star Fields, StarFields, and you'll be able to see me and Pastor Dab live, and we're doing our show Ready to Win, where we're helping families and children with special needs. So thanks again for tuning in again. And if you did miss last week's show, be sure to go back and listen to it on the podcast, or you can watch it right there on YouTube. So like we do every week, we want to start our show off with an awesome word of inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. Take it away.
All right. Well, here we are again. And once again, and we're just so grateful and so thankful that God has allowed us to see another day. Another week has passed.
Yes.
Great doors have opened. Great opportunities have come for us and are ready to meet us. And we have great expectation that what we're about to enter into our new season, it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
And we're going to take you guys along with us.
Yes, we are.
All right?
Yes.
And so the word from the Lord today that the Lord gave me is just one scripture. It's one verse, 1 Peter 4 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says, God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other.
Mm.
Passing on to others God's many kinds of blessings. I just think that's so key, you know, that God has given each of you some special abilities.
Wow.
And so that's going to be kind of like what we're going to be focusing on, what God has given to each one of you.
Yes.
You know,
that's
whether
so
you have
awesome.
A special need or you have a unique ability, God has given each of you some special abilities. And that's from the book Bible, 1 Peter 4 and 10. And we're so grateful and so honored and so truly blessed to be here, to be able to share these resources that we have acquired and that we are living by and practicing these great principles. And it's all pertaining to what God has called us to do.
That's right.
And we're on a mission, and it's not impossible.
Yeah, nothing is impossible.
All things are possible.
To those who believe.
To those who believe.
Yes.
And so we just give God honor, glory, and praise.
That's a great scripture. It really, really is. God has given each of you some special abilities. Because I meet so many people out there. They just, they don't think that there's anything more for them. They don't think that they had anything special on the inside of them. And I'm like, there's a star inside of you. And it kind of goes back to our show last week. But, you know, there's something special in each and every one of us. And this is it. This is the scripture right there that ties into that song, 1 Peter 4 and 10. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other, passing on others God's many kinds of blessings. How amazing is that? That's why he's given each of us special abilities, so that we can pass on to others mm-hmm. many kinds of blessings.
Right.
And oh, I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And that's exactly what we want to do. We mm-hmm. want God to be able to use us to be a blessing mm-hmm. to all the families on the earth. I know when I heard that sermon preached, I grabbed a hold of that. I did. And I have not let go of that. I didn't know how the Lord was going to use me. I didn't know exactly which direction. I thought my life was going the way, you know, it was going in a totally different direction. Mm-hmm. And I thought that that was going to be what I did forever. And now I see that God has me right here, right now, for such a time as this to be a blessing, to pass on the blessing to his people. So I love that. Thank you so much for that scripture. I know that just so God.
No problem. Yeah.
So God. And so on.
I've been meditating on that word and, you know, just knowing that what God has promised is surely going to come to pass.
It's going to come to pass.
Because why? Because he has given each of you.
Each of you.
Some special abilities.
Some special abilities.
Yes.
And it's up to you to find out what those abilities are, because you've got them in there.
Yeah,
so
they're in you.
That is just so awesome. Mm-hmm. And our kids have them in there too.
That's
Gabriel has them in there too. So if you have a child with special needs, don't ever forget that they have a special ability too. And never, ever, ever buy into the fact that they won't be able to do this and they won't be able to do that.
Exactly.
Tap into their special ability, and you know what? They can have an awesome and amazing life.
Yes.
So that is just such a great scripture. Love it, love it, love it.
Love you too.
Yeah.
And to God be the glory.
Yes. I love you too, Mommy. Yes. So you guys stay tuned. We're going to go ahead and play a song right now.
All
I think we should go back to There's a Star Inside of You.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. That's the very first song that I wrote, and it ties right into the scripture. So let's go ahead and go back a little bit to my very first CD 7 years ago. A reminder to all of us that there's a star inside of you. You guys stay tuned.
All right, we'll be right back.
There's a star inside of you. You can reach your dreams they will come true. There's a life of abundance that's been promised to you. All you gotta know, there's a star inside of you. Don't you go by what you see. Life can make you feel like giving up your dreams. Oh, it gets hard and it gets rough, but there's a miracle you can't see. All you gotta know, there's a star.
Oh, welcome back, you guys. Welcome back, you guys. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And you are listening to Ready to Win. And we come on every Saturday to help families and children with special needs. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
Yes.
You just heard There's a Star Inside of You by yours truly, Starfield.
All right. Yeah.
And that was the very first song that I wrote. Yes. And I absolutely love that mm-hmm. song. It has just been such a blessing to me, and it really kind of got me out of that Cinderella moment that I was having. I remember I was upstairs going through all of Gabriel's clothes and cleaning up the walls and just cleaning up all of his stuff, and I was like, I cannot believe this is my life. I mean, I had all these dreams and goals and plans, and I wonder, have any of you guys ever felt like that? Like, you had all these dreams and goals and plans, and have you ever had a Cinderella moment where you felt life was just tricking you and the stepsisters were locking you in the room to clean? That's how I felt. And I called my mom at work, and I remember I said, Mommy, I think I wrote a song. And that's what the Lord gave me right there that day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a star inside of you.
Yes.
And I just, you know, that's my first song.
Does it sound like a song, you say?
I did say that. I said, does it sound like a song?
Yeah, sorry, and that's
that,
a song.
That was the first song I wrote, and that's that was my message to the world, and it still is my message to the world.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for 1 Peter 4 and 10 that lets us know that there is a star inside of all of us.
You.
Yes.
All of us.
Yes. So, alrighty. Well, we have had an interesting week this week. I hope you guys have had a great week. We've had an interesting week this week. And it's always interesting. There's never a dull day with Gaby Baby.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Every week is interesting.
Yes. And so we've had an interesting week this week. Mm-hmm. And we had to take Gaby to the doctor.
Yes.
I think that was Wednesday. So we had to take him to the doctor on Wednesday. He just was kind of banging around and stomping. And, you know, you never know when you have a child that is nonverbal what's wrong with them. So we run him to the doctor. If the wind blows the wrong way and he's acting a little different, we take him to the doctor. So praise God for insurance, and praise God we're able to get him. We have a great pediatrician that's they're able to take us. And so this time when we went to the doctor, they checked his ears and everything, mm-hmm. made sure that he doesn't have an ear infection, because that's what I always think. I think he has an ear infection again, but he didn't have an ear infection.
Right.
But this time we went to the doctor, there was a new doctor there, and he said something different to me that I've never, ever heard. And I was so surprised by this, and you guys might mm-hmm. be too. I want to know if you guys have heard that the ketogenic diet helps with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I just heard it.
You just heard it.
At the doctor's office,
right. And so I never heard that mm-hmm. before. I have been researching the ketogenic diet for at least a year and a half now, mm-hmm. following all these YouTube videos,
right.
And I have really not heard much about the ketogenic diet and autism until the doctor said something. And I was like, wow, oh my goodness. And so that's something that I like to follow and I like to do for myself. I had no clue that that would be beneficial for Gabe.
Right.
And so I'm so excited about, you know, trying to get him into ketosis and get his little body in keto adapted. So for those of you who don't know about the ketogenic diet, we're going to give you some information, because it is really a lot of resources out there on YouTube, on Google.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's a low-carb diet with high fat and moderate protein. And, you know, you can basically eat pretty much anything but starchy breads and pasta and rice, you know, the stuff that a lot of people like to eat, the comfort food.
Yeah.
It's similar, you know, in some ways it's similar to the Atkins diet. And so that ketogenic diet and autism, I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work for Gabe,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, he had a big bowl of pasta. He loves pasta.
Loves pasta.
He loves bread. He loves
cookies.
He, you know, all the stuff that kids like, he mm-hmm. likes. And so
right.
I don't know, but we're going to try our best to see mm-hmm. how it works, because, you know, what's good for you is good for your children too.
That's
you
right.
know,
that's
so,
so
we
true.
Really try hard to take care of our temples, to put the right things into our temples,
mm-hmm.
and we have to make even more of an effort to help our children with that, especially for those that are, you know, have special needs and maybe are not able to tell us, you know, what hurts, if their stomach hurts, if they have a headache or whatever. So I was really surprised to hear that the ketogenic diet helps with children with autism. And so you guys might be surprised to hear the same thing. And so I just want to give you, I did some research, and when I Googled it, because, you know, I'm like, Google, tell me about this. So when I Googled it, it was over like 1.1 million hits came up underneath that. So that is a lot of people talking about this ketogenic diet and autism. Mm-hmm. Actually, they said this is like the new autism diet. So I was like, wow. And they say, we know individuals with autism benefit greatly from the removal of gluten and dairy. How can taking this extra step further support health goals? And so this was a really, really good question. I'm going to link this in the description bar below. And this is from an article by Generation Rescue, and it's on the ketosis, the ketogenic diet, and autism. And this is with the doctor, Dr. Will Cole. Okay. And so this is what the doctor said about the ketogenic diet and autism. He says, by removing inflammatory foods, you'll begin to heal any chronic ongoing inflammation. Going one step further and eating a ketogenic diet can take healing to the next level. And there are so many awesome studies out there showing just how beneficial a ketogenic diet is to your overall health. Yes. And I know that that's true because I've seen some other studies just today on ketogenic diets and cancer patients, how it's helping their treatments be more successful. Right. So I'm just amazed that
it helps people also that have chronic rheumatoid arthritis to get the inflammation out of the joints.
Yeah. So I'm just amazed to see how this diet that we have been kind of playing around with on and off for the last year, you know, it's really super duper beneficial for so many other people, other than just, it has so many other health benefits other than just weight loss. So not only can it help you lose weight and stabilize blood sugar, but a well-formulated, nutrient-dense ketogenic diet can also increase the beneficial bacteria in your microbiome to help balance the gut. And it continues to reduce inflammation through regulating the pathways and mechanisms responsible for inflammation. And so you always hear that autism, they say it starts in the gut. And if you can fix the gut, then you can heal. If you can heal the gut, then you can heal the brain. And so I think this is definitely worth something. I think, you know, we can all be healthy and be headed in the right direction together.
If everybody eating the same foods, that's going to help everybody's lifestyle. It's going to help your well-being. I think that the ketogenic diet was going to work good for Mr. Gabriel. And he already eats what we eat. And he likes the food that we eat. He always comes and eats off our plate. He gets the food off our plate, which is we're trying to follow that particular. It's not really a, is it a diet?
It is a diet. It's a lifestyle change.
It's not a bad thing to say diet.
It's not. Yeah, it's a diet. You know, or it's a lifestyle change.
You're trying to dissect what you eat versus the bad from the good and the you know, trying to watch your carbs intake. But we just know that a change is good. And this is something that we're going to start implementing with Mr. Gabriel, is this particular diet, to see if we can see a change in his, in everything, in his brain, in his gut. You know, it's worth a try.
It's definitely worth a try. And you know, a lot of people, they did the gluten-free, the casein-free. Some people swear by that. They say that it has made a world of difference with their child. And I know for me, when I eat clean eating, you know, when I eat clean, I feel so much better. I have so much more clarity and focus. And I know that they say that that's definitely one of the benefits that can only help Gabriel if he can get all the fog out of his brain, if his, if he's feeling better within his gut, you know. So I'm excited about trying this for Gabe. And
He likes already likes a lot of your
sweet, he does like
your sweet treats.
He does like a lot of our sweet
which
treats.
Which is really not even a cheat treat because it's ketogenic.
Yeah, so I've been I actually have been cooking ketogenic for quite a while.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, you can go back on some of our videos and see. I mean, I've bought spiralizers to spiralized zucchini before they even had frozen zucchini that you can buy at Green Giant that already spiralized. I was spiralizing it on my own. I have made tons of recipes, special spaghetti on top of the zucchini noodles, and I have my special oatmeal that's made out of this, that, or the other without the oats. I mean, just all kinds of great recipes. So you guys can definitely, if you are online, you can actually go to our channel, Star Fields, and you will be able to see some of our different recipes that we have. But the good thing, like my mom said, is that Gabriel likes the food that I cook. Those sweets, he loves them. I've been making these muffins this week with chocolate chips and all kinds of stuff like that. And they're still low carb, still amazing. They taste amazing. And guess what? I lost 7.4 pounds. Yay! So I'm excited about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mommy. You can't take that away. You know what I mean?
Take that away.
So I'm excited about the weight, but I'm more excited about how I feel. I'm like, wow, I'm feeling like myself again. You know, I'm not sluggish and tired. I mean, yesterday I couldn't even sleep. I didn't go to bed till like after 5 in the morning. You know what I mean?
Right.
So definitely, there's so many benefits of this ketogenic lifestyle, and it doesn't have to be a diet. It can definitely be a lifestyle.
Lifestyle change.
A lifestyle change, especially if it agrees with your body, if you feel good. It's all about you feeling good, being your best self. You know, I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
so, you know,
I think so too.
That's what we wanted to share with you guys. I never, ever heard it before, but thank you so much, doctor, for telling us that the ketogenic diet can help with autism. I'm like, wow, I'm on the ketogenic diet, and I didn't even know it helped with autism. So I'm so glad that was something new that we heard at the doctor's office this week.
Right.
So
that was good information that we received.
Definitely great information, you guys. And if you guys are listening to this right now, I want you to know today is the grand opening of Sensory Town. Yay! And Sensory Town is a all-inclusive gym. It's amazing. It's going to be able to help everybody, not just children with special needs, but all children. And it's located right off of Bay Meadows and Phillips Highway. They're having their big grand opening today. They're going to be cutting the cake. They're going to be celebrating with all kinds of chicken nuggets and pizza and all kinds of fun stuff. It's going down at Sensory Town today. Their big grand opening is from 10 to 6 o'clock in the evening. So make sure you head over to Sensory Town, you guys.
Yeah,
it's going to be an amazing
grand opening. Place.
And we're going to be there today celebrating with her. I'm so excited for her. Sensory Town is awesome. We had her on, and she did a show a couple of weeks ago, maybe about 3 weeks ago. And she came on and talked about Sensory Town. It's her vision and her dream. Her son has autism as well. And she wanted to create a place where all children could feel included and have a place to play. And she says, we're changing the brain through play. And so I'm so proud of you, Kimberly.
Yes, congratulations.
We're so excited, and we can't wait to come and support your event. And we can't wait to support Sensory Town, as we know it is going to be a blessing to so many families here in Northeast Florida. So thank you so much for stepping out on faith and starting something. And that's what it's all about, you guys. It goes right back to that scripture. God has given each of us special abilities, you guys.
Yes.
Special abilities so that we can be a blessing to others. And that's what we continue to do. Mm-hmm. And I love, love, love when I meet other women out there that are doing the very same thing. So thank you, Kimberly. We'll see you a little bit later at Sensory Town. For those of you who know me, you know that I love to use my voice to help those that don't have a voice. And I am so excited to be partnered up with the Noteworthy Live Band. And it's led by Jay Brown, who works with children with autism from Card Services. And that's actually how I met Jay, because he teaches Gabriel drum lessons and piano lessons. And so I'm just so excited to be a part of this band, to be able to give back to the community. And this summer, we have been doing a Jazz It Up program throughout all the libraries in Clay, Duval, and Putnam County. And these events have been going so amazing. You can check these events out on our Noteworthy Live Facebook page. We have an Instagram page, and also you can look at Starfield's music and see some of the videos and footage from some of these awesome events that we've done. And I want to invite you all to come out to see us next Saturday. We will be live at Jazzland Cafe, and we've been practicing. We've got some great songs and everything lined up to give you an awesome, awesome show. We're excited. I invite you to come out, and all of the proceeds that I receive from the band, I use them to help us to continue all of our efforts that we have with the Giveaway Foundation. So I'm so excited to be a part of this band that's doing great things here in our community, and it allows me to be able to continue doing great things for families and children with special needs.
Noteworthy Live Band is back and better than ever. For our third Saturday showing at Jazzland Cafe, conveniently located at 1324 North University Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida, we've added dynamic new vocalist Star Fields, together with the soulful rhythmic stylings of Maria Brown. We've got Mo Better covers, jazz standards, and original music for your listening pleasure. Noteworthy is not just a jazz band. We provide a musical experience for our audience. And so bring your dancing shoes, your best friend, and your party attitude. Come experience Noteworthy Live.
And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're getting ready for our commercial break, so you guys stay right where you are. Stay tuned. Keep listening in to Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dan.
And we'll be right back.
All right. See you soon.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. We're hearing from one of the 12 boys rescued last week from a flooded Thailand cave.
Hello, I'm Adun. Now I'm very fine. I'm very thank you so help me. Thank you so much.
That's 14-year-old Adul Samon thanking rescuers from his hospital bed in a video message. Doctors say the boys are recovering well and are expected to be discharged next week. President Trump is reacting to the indictment of 12 Russian military intelligence officers for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. He blames the Obama administration for not responding aggressively enough to the Russian hacking of the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Also at SRNNews.com, a federal judge is praising the Trump administration for its efforts to reunite the youngest migrant children with their parents.
District Judge Dana Sabra in San Diego says the government demonstrated good faith to get the children under age 5 back to their parents. He says he will monitor the progress of plans to meet the next deadline, all children, by July 26th. American Civil Liberties Union lawyer Lee Gallant says he hopes there aren't more delays.
Very troubling for babies and toddlers to have been separated at all, much less for months and months.
The judge wants a list of names by Monday for the next round of reunifications and background checks on those parents by Thursday. The government says it will use a quicker process, and Attorney Gallant hopes that it goes well.
Treat it as a priority in the way they did when they went out and tried to arrest everyone.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military today carried out its largest daytime airstrike campaign in Gaza since the 2014 war. Belgium has beaten England 2-0 to win the World Cup's third-place game. This is SRN News.
Welcome back, you guys. Hey. This is Star.
And Pastor Dad.
And we are ready to win. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for the second half of our show. If you just are tuning in, we do this radio program every Saturday from 12 to 1. Mm-hmm. And we come on to help families and children with special needs. So thank you so much for tuning in to get some information on what you can do to make your journey a little bit easier. And so I'm excited for this second half of the show. The first half, we talked about the ketogenic diet and autism because we learned that our doctor told us that it was working well for children with autism. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to try that on Mr. Gabriel. I know that I love the ketogenic diet for myself. Mm-hmm. And so definitely looking forward to seeing the results from Gabe. And you guys remember that it is, remember that it's a low carb, high fat, and moderate protein diet. That means you can't eat the pasta, the rices, the breads, and all that stuff, but you can replace those things with a bunch of healthy foods that will make your body feel its best, okay? So, but
that's key.
Yeah, that's the key.
Make your body feel its best.
Feel its best. And you know what? You can just, you're just like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. I'm starting to feel like myself again. Nice. So I know that's how I feel. And the next half of our show, we want to talk about the fun summer things to do here. Yes. And I know it is summertime for a lot of you guys. And so we want to know what you're doing out there for your summer vacation. Gabriel has really been enjoying the pool this summer. And we've got a lot of travel plans and things that we want to do.
Right.
And I know a lot of our friends are traveling as well. And it can be more challenging to travel when you guys have a child with special needs, especially if they might be in a wheelchair. And so we're going to give you guys some tips today that will help if you are, you know, if for you or anyone that you know that might be in a wheelchair. And we got these tips right off of a Northeast Florida special needs group. It's an awesome group by another super powerful woman, Miss Brittany. And so we thank you so much for starting that group to help families and children with special needs on Facebook. That she always puts resources out there. So thank you.
Thank you, Brittany,
for putting this great information out there. And this is Best Wheelchair Accessible Vacations, okay? The best wheelchair accessible vacations. You know, it's summertime. Where are you guys going to go at with your children? Right. Especially if you have a child that's in a wheelchair, what are some things that you want to do? And number one, they have wheelchair accessible cruises.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have done tons of cruises, and we've done tons of cruises with some friends that have a child in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And guess what? It works.
It works.
It definitely does. It works. And so cruise ships are usually outfitted to fit and be accessible for families and children and adults that have special needs. So, and not only special needs, but just that are in a wheelchair, period. So, you know, everybody that's in a wheelchair doesn't have special needs.
Some people just have knee problems or they can't walk, back problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have to use a wheelchair
or a scooter.
It's accessible for them.
It really is.
And just still go and enjoy the cruise.
Go and enjoy the cruise. Mm-hmm. They're out there, you know, dancing with their scooter on the dance floor or whatever. So definitely cruises are amazing. And one of the things that I'll tell you guys is that when we went on our cruise with our friends, we all had such an awesome time.
Yes.
The only thing that you have to be careful with the wheelchairs and the accessibility part is when we went to ports that had a tender where you had to actually catch a boat over to the island. Mm-hmm. On those places, that was the challenge, because if your child is not able to be transferred or walk or stand, then it's harder for you to be able to transfer and go on the tender boat. But if your child is able to stand or step over and to get into the other boat, then you should be fine. But there's so many different things to do on the boat that all the families still had a great time.
Right.
You know. So nobody ever felt like they were missing out or that they didn't get to enjoy their cruise or anything.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I thought there was something for everybody, whether on the ship or off the ship.
Right.
You know.
So. Yeah. And one of the websites that you can go to is cruisecheap.com. Cruisecheap.com. So that is a website that you can go to. I'll look it up and see what Cruise Cheap is all about. But let's find out what Cruise Cheap is all about while we're talking about cruising cheap.
That's right.
But I want to see if they're really cheap. And the other thing that they have on here that is, you know, accessible for wheelchairs is, of course, Disney World. We've done Disney World so many times.
Yes.
And we go and we all have an amazing time. So I would say Disney World is always a winner for everybody, yes, for everybody's family. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of hot now in the summertime. It's hot, hot, yeah, hot. The lines are long. So you're going to make sure that you're prepared when you do go out there in that heat. But yes, Disney World is always something that is great for families in wheelchairs that need wheelchair accessibility.
Right. Make sure you got your hats, your sunscreen, and your sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Those
for
are
sure.
some things right off the top.
Yes.
You're definitely going to need.
Yes. I'm looking up this cruise cheat to see what they're talking about. Okay. And then I really like this. Oh, it looks like it's a cruising cheat too. It looks like it says over 600,000 clients booked. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll look into this cruising cheap and see if we can find us a cheap cruise.
What's the name of the ship?
It's all different ships. They got okay. places and all different destinations. Okay. Praise the Lord. So we'll look. They got all the ships there. So okay. you guys check out cruisecheap.com. Okay?
Okay.
And then this one I love, love, love is the Splash Beachfront Condos. And the Splash Beachfront Condos are in Panama City Beach. And we love it,
oh,
love,
I love
it,
it,
love
down
it.
There.
It's that water is beautiful,
yes,
crystal blue. And the sand is so beautiful and white is so beautiful. I think, in my honest opinion, I think Panama City Beach, Destin area, I think it can compete with any
oh, yeah.
island that
mm-hmm.
I've ever been to.
Yes.
Because the water is beautiful. The sand mm-hmm. is so soft to your feet. I mean, that was probably my favorite beach so far
right.
here in Florida. So,
yep.
loved it, love it, love it. So,
I
this particular
it.
Condo, they have wheelchair-friendly beachfront condos. And they have fully accessible kitchens with lowered countertops and bathrooms with roll-in showers.
That sounds like a winner.
Doesn't that sound like a winner?
Yeah.
This resort includes entrance to a lazy river pool, a water park, drive-in movies, okay, workout room, a game room, and two different pools that offer plenty of relaxation and lounging, okay? So this is the Splash Beachfront Condo. So that sounds like a great, great, great alternative as well. And when we went down there, like I said, we had an amazing time. The food was great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was great there. Mm-hmm. We loved that area.
Oh, yeah. I love the food.
Mm-hmm. And it felt like vacation. It really felt like
nice.
Vacation when I went there. So, loved it.
It was a vacation.
It was a vacation. And I'm excited to see this one because when we went there, we went in an RV. And here is a way that you can rent handicap accessible RVs.
Mm-hmm.
So it says accessible RVs are available for rental that allow disabled families to enjoy the great outdoors while staying in an RV that's outfitted with adapted showers, wheelchair-friendly aisles, seating, and sleeping arrangements. So this is awesome.
Yes.
And the website for this is www.whenwerv.com. And that shows wheelchair-accessible campgrounds. And then motorhomesworldwide.com shows wheelchair accessible RVs for rent. So I love that. So mm-hmm. whenwerv.com and motorhomesworldwide.com. And I'm going to put all the links in the description bar below so that you can see this. But you have got to try
nice.
Going out in an RV. That is the best experience. And Gabriel loves it. He loves it so much. We have had the best family vacations
right.
in the RV.
I think it's so key to try to at least once a year to just be able to go someplace with the family. Take your children and your loved ones,
mm-hmm.
you know, out.
Mm-hmm.
Out
it
of
is.
The house. It's important, yes. It's very important to take your children and your family. Do a family outing. Do
mm-hmm.
a family vacation at least once a year. I mean, you don't have to put back that much money to have a family time together.
Yes.
If it's nothing but a weekend, 3-4 days,
mm-hmm.
7 to 10 days, whatever you can afford. But plan for it. Plan
mm-hmm.
for a vacation. And make plans to enjoy your family while you have time, while you can create memories. You know, while you have the health and the strength to do it.
Right.
You know. Make plans and go places
That's
with
it.
Your family.
With your family.
And have enjoyable times with your family.
That is it. you know,
create great memories.
That's what it's all about, is creating those great memories. Mm-hmm. We have so many great memories, and we are so excited about all the places that we're going to go. Like Dr. Seuss says, oh, the places you'll go. And we can't wait to see them.
Yes.
So last couple things I want to mention before we play one more song is the Handicap Accessible New York City Tours. Oh, so this group guides and designs fully wheelchair accessible tours in New York City. They researched all the restaurants, facilities, and destinations to ensure that they are all handicap accessible. And that website is www.vegatransportation.com. That's V-E-G-A transportation.com. So that sounds like so much fun.
Yes.
And there's no reason why you can't go to New York City.
I love New York.
Yes, 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 yes. And another fun little trip that looks like a lot of fun to me is Little Valley Mountain Resort. And this resort offers handicap accessible cabins in the Smoky Mountain area. They also have resources on accessible hiking, shopping, and eating for you to fully enjoy these beautiful mountains while staying in an accessible rustic cabin. Isn't that awesome?
That is so nice.
So when you hear all of these places you can go, when you hear about all these resources, what does it make you think? For me, it just makes me say, no excuses.
Yeah, we can't make any excuses about that. We have to be intentional about our decisions that we make for our family and with our family.
So there's no excuses. There's all these places that we've said, they all offer different trips and pre-planned things. You know, it just all boils down to preparation, preparation, preparation.
Planning.
So you can go in the country, you can go out of the country. The next half of the list talks about how you can go out of the country, and we will leave that for you to read later.
All right.
So make sure that you read this information, and thank you so much to Miss Brittany and her group, Northeast Florida All Special Needs Group, okay? Northeast Florida All Special Needs Group. So you guys, if you want more information, if you're here in Northeast Florida, be sure to ask to join the group. It's awesome. And she posts a lot of awesome information for events that are local here in the Jacksonville area, as well as information that can help us along our journey. And we also will forward that information and post them on our Facebook page, The Giveaway Foundation. So I'm just excited. I love this information.
Yes.
I love that we're not making excuses. I love that we're taking control of our life. And
that's
so we're going to play that song. I think that's a great song to play.
Which one?
I'm excited, I just can't stop. I'm taking control of my life.
All right, I like that.
Don't you like that?
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and play this song, and we'll be right back.
Struggles faced with me.
know you shall live.
Taking control of our life out there. I hope
yes,
you guys
are
too.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, this is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we are
ready to win.
All right. And so we're so excited, you guys. I love that song, I'm taking control of my life. We know that our lives are not our own, that God truly is in control.
Yes.
But He has given us the authority to take control of some things in our lives. And so I hope and pray that you will take some of these tips that we've given you, some of these places that you can go and you can go and visit and know that you can take control of that part of your life, that you can choose to have an awesome vacation with your family this summer, that you can choose to have your best life now. And so we're excited about that. And we just want to finish the show off. I know that this has been such a emotionally draining week for me. I've had some ups and downs and ins and outs. And most of that comes when I feel like Gabriel, something's wrong with Gabe. And of course, I am not in control of that, never in control of that. And I try to control it. So it's just really trying to control something that I can't control. And it's so stressful to me.
Yes.
It really is, because I don't know what hurts him. I don't know what's bothering him. And so all of those things, it just makes my stress level go like to the roof. And so I know there's other parents out there that can feel me and you understand exactly what I am saying. And so we want to give you some tips, like when you feel like you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. You know, you've heard that before. But we want to give you some tips, some things that you can do when you're feeling like that.
Sometimes people are short, you know, short fused. But just
especially in the summertime,
because it's already hot, they're overheated. So just try to keep a level head and try to get proper rest.
Definitely rest. And I think that rest is key.
Yeah.
I know this week I usually don't have to do this, but I said, oh, mommy, I just really need you to watch Gabriel. I had been up all night. I think I was editing videos and working in the office and just doing all kinds of stuff late after I finally got Gabe down to go to bed. And when it was time for me to go to band practice, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to take a nap before before I get out of here.
But and you know what I did the night before when
she went to bed early.
I went to bed early.
Yeah.
I'm starting to intentionally shut down earlier now so I can get the proper rest that I need, because I'm getting older and it takes more rest for me so that I won't get bent out of shape, and so that I can everything be even keel, balanced, everything balanced.
You know,
sometimes we have a whatever attitude, and you know, we can be overwhelmed and we can be frustrated. You know, but a lot of that just goes right back to not getting enough rest.
I can go right back to not getting enough rest. So rest is key. Know that the summertime, not only, you know, we talked about the last week, we talked about the alligators coming out, all the bugs and the spiders and everything, but that not only do those things come out, but that summer heat, it can sometimes bring out the worst in people, because people are getting hot, they're getting overheated.
And they get agitated.
Easily. And so you definitely want to make sure that you are staying cool, and you want to make sure that you are getting enough rest. Because right. I tell you, after I took that nap, I was like, oh, okay, I can run on and see what the end's going to be. Mm-hmm. And then another thing that I think that is key for you, if you just feel a little emotionally overwhelmed, just know that God will meet you wherever you're at. Yes. You know, He will never leave you or forsake you. And I think that's just the key. Because I get so frustrated because I go to the doctor's office. I'm like, I need you to help me fix my kid. You know what I'm saying? He's banging his head. Something is wrong with him. I don't know if it's his head, if it's teeth, if it's his stomach, whatever. You know, I don't know if it's his eyes. I mean, there's all these unanswered questions. And it's so frustrating. And it's so scary as a parent to have your kid doing all this stuff that you don't know why, and they don't know why, and nobody knows why, you know? Right. So that is a scary place to be. It's such a vulnerable place to be all the time, right. Day in and day out. We live that every single day, having no answers, you know? Nobody has no answers to anything. That's a scary place to be, but that's where God has us at right now in this season. We're just right here. And the only thing that we can do, guys, is trust God.
Amen.
That's all we can do.
That's it.
Is trust God for everything. Yes. Everything that we need, we trust God from day to day, from faith to faith. And I just want to encourage you that God will meet you right where you're at. He'll meet you right where you're at. Most frustrated day this week, when we had just left the doctor's office and they said he doesn't have an ear infection, which I was happy he didn't have an ear infection.
Right.
But I was also upset because he didn't have an ear infection, because now I don't know why you're acting the way you're acting. And I was going back and forth and back and forth. Am I going to take Gabe to the pool? Am I not going to take Gabe to the pool? Take him to the pool. Don't take him to the pool. Take him to, you know. And so I finally said, okay, I'm going to take him to the pool, because of course he likes the water. Right. And I said, I'm going to try, even though I'm tired, been going all
day.
That's
the key, see?
I'm going to go ahead and take him to the pool. I was tired.
Should I take him to the pool?
Because you are tired.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing ripping and running all day, from this therapist to that therapist to this school to this, that. I mean, you got all this stuff going on. And that's most of our lives.
Right.
None of us are exempt. We're all busy. We're busy, busy, busy.
Right.
So since that's our life, we have to make the best out of it. But I still decided to take my child to the pool, because that's what he likes to do. That's how he unwinds and he relaxes. Right. And he needs that too. You know, we're not the only ones that need to relax. They need it too.
Yeah, they get stressed out too.
Yeah.
Frustrated.
So I took him to the pool, and guess where God met me? At the pool. Because I was obedient, I listened, and I went to the pool, and God had somebody right there at the pool
waiting
to give me
you
a word from Him at the pool. I want to encourage you guys. He'll meet you anywhere you go.
Yes.
You just have to, you have to get out of your own way. You got to get out of your house. Most of the time, you got to get out of your house, and you have to go and take action, take that step of faith, and God will meet you right there. And that's what He did for me. And it was just a God-ordained time with this awesome woman of God that we met right there at the pool.
All right.
And when I seen her, I knew that there was something I needed to get from her. And when she seen me, she knew there was something that she needed to deposit into me. I could tell right instantly. And I'm like, I know her. Because I felt like I knew her, because my spirit knew her already. Because God already had the divine connection waiting to happen. So it was awesome. And I just want to encourage you, the same way that God met us at the pool, He'll do the same thing for you. And when God meets you, your life will never be the same.
That's right.
That's it. When you have those encounters like that, your life will never be the same. So I am like so excited. I'm like totally excited.
You could have missed your appointment.
I could have missed my divine appointment, my divine connection. I am so excited that I did not miss that appointment. And I can't wait to see what the Lord is going to do now. I'm like, woo! Okay.
The key thing is, to me, is you have to be listening for your directions.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know which way to go.
Right.
You have to be listening to what the Spirit of the Lord tells you.
That's right.
You know, so that you can follow the plan.
So you have to listen. You have to be obedient.
Yes.
You have to take heed to the Holy Spirit and what He's telling you. Because He will guide you. He'll lead you and guide you in what? truth and righteousness for his name's sake. All right?
To God be the glory.
Yes, yes, yes. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ready to Win. This is Star.
I'm Pastor Dab.
And we come on every Saturday from 12 to 1. We come to encourage you, to help you along this journey. This is not the easiest journey in the world, but praise the Lord, we're on it together, and we are going to make it. We are overcomers, and we're going to make it. And we just love you. We thank you for following us. And if you would like to partner with us because you love what we're doing, we would sure love for you to partner with us. And you can do so by going to www.giveawayfoundation.org. www.giveawayfoundation.org. For more information, you can also email us at info@giveawayfoundation.org. So thanks so much for listening, and thank you so much out there for watching. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for all your questions and your comments, and just for being who you are, because you guys are simply amazing. And we hope we see you today at Sensory Town. All right, so thanks so much for watching.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
We are ready to win.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.